Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I made some wine. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Sam Norwood being back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than a dozen years, almost coming up on 14 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the senior partner with Tatum, which is a Randstad company, and he's here with these Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, which we've been talking about every month now since 2001. And he's got a report for us. I'm not sure we're gonna be excited about it, but he's always here with it, regardless of which way the arrows point. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Hey Jim, it's great to be back, and especially this month, things are looking a little better than they did in the last 2 months. So I'm happy to be here with a good report. Naturally, we say it like it is, but yep. Like it is, this month is looking up a little bit from the past couple of months. So I'm happy to bring some green news.
So the general business condition for the current month is pretty good.
Yeah. Then we look back 30 days in our survey. We survey our the professional people within Tatum. So it's a pretty constant audience each month to month. So we're looking for the trend here. In the past 30 days, the trend was up. Business conditions. So we ask them at your client, are business conditions better, worse, or about the same? And in the past 30 days, up. And we ask them, what's the outlook for the next 60 days? It's all near term, but in right. the next 60 days, things are looking up too compared to the last month.
So. I'm not sure what happened in January. I mean, what happened, in December. That was because last quarter, our last month wasn't so good. But it's picked up a little bit. What do you attribute that to, Sam?
Well, could be weather. But of course, weather was pretty horrible in January.
Yeah, January was pretty tough all over.
We're on a major wave. Let's look at the waves in terms of small and big. The big wave is gradual recovery. That's the big wave. But we have small waves within that big wave, and that's one of the values of our survey is we measure the small waves within the context of the big wave. The big wave is gradual improvement. But the small waves are changes that occur month to month, and we report on those. Part of our mission is to be able to detect major changes at the outset or ahead of where anybody else is reporting these. So we had a couple of months where things were not looking as good as the prior month. I don't have an explanation for that, but sometimes customers don't show up at the door. Sometimes orders are getting filled and not being replaced with new orders. Part of it's seasonal. But we think going into the first quarter of 2014 is certainly looking good, and it's looking better than at this time last year as well.
A lot of your reporters, a lot of your participants in your survey, are part of the supply chain, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And that's the reason why I like one of the reasons why I like the survey, folks. The Tatum survey, besides the fact that it's delivered by one of the coolest guys you'll ever meet, my friend Sam here. Besides that, I like the fact that this survey sort of catches the economy, a cross section of the economy, in out there in the middle. It's not at the point of sale. It's not digging the resources out of the ground. It's sort of, your survey is really more leading indicator than some of the other ones that we talk about. Sam, I like that about it.
Well, we're all across the spectrum of the supply chain, but you're right. We're more in the middle than at either end. And in this, we're reading, we're getting feedback from what happens at the consumer end, and we're also, this comes back immediately to us. We see it really quickly. Of course, you know that in these days, the feedback along the entire supply chain is really fast in comparison to what it was some 10, 15 years ago or even 5 years ago.
That's the reason why absent government interference, which we've had a lot of this time, yeah, our recessions in the last 30 years have been pretty short.
Yep.
Yeah, because we got better information. We don't have we don't get fooled by our order backlogs. Hold on to that thought, Sam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Sam's website is tatum-us.com, and we'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.